Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What is up, everybody? We are back. Episode 16 and a half, because we left off on a short teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
A cliffhanger, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Monty had to get back to doing Florida things, so I said, you know what? You get back here, you rest up a bit, you go swimming.
So I have a gnarly black eye, which I received... I got attacked by a family of alligators, right?
Oh.
Yeah. So one
They
of
have
them,
those in Florida. Mm-hmm. I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard.
So one of them ran up on me like super... Those things are really fast. I don't know if you know that. And it jumped up.
Oh?
And when it jumped, I kind of like pushed it to the side, but it came at me really hard still, and it hit me in my eye. So now
it's,
I
what,
have this...
What, tail whipped you? Like...
No, it was its nose. Yeah, I evaded its teeth, and yeah, now I got this crazy black eye.
Damn, did you get the duct tape and had to like get the jaws?
Oh, no, closed? I kicked it, and then it ran.
Wow.
And the other one saw it running, so they took that as a form of retreat, and they all bounced.
Said, don't go here.
Yeah, so what actually happened was I was swimming and blasted my eye because I was drunk, and it was dark. And I didn't see the corner, but the ending of the pool.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yep. So Florida was awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool down there, kind of.
You got a nice,
not like actually cool. It's fucking humid.
Oh, it's
and
okay. Yeah.
Scorching
I was
hot.
Say,
but
I thought it was like nasty.
Beautiful water. Had a great time. Got stung by a jellyfish and had to have.
Oh,
whoa. I got stung by a jellyfish and had to have Taylor pee on my leg.
Oh, yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, and it actually took it right away. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, because the ammonia
she's
in your
dropped
piss.
Draws on the beach?
No, she actually just sat. We kind of were sitting on the edge of the water, and she just squatted over. Like she was sitting on my lap and just perfectly placed it and pissed right on my wound.
How romantic.
Right.
Wow. So do you like enjoy that now? Is that going to be a regular
no,
thing for you?
No, I'm not a golden shower
no,
guy.
Okay, all right, fine. Anyway. So the purpose of this episode, like I said, we left you on a cliffhanger. We're coming back to talk about UFC 214.
Yes.
The biggest card of the year.
Oh, yeah. We kind of say that like every like 3 weeks, this is actually the biggest card of the year.
This is the one.
We have three championship fights.
Never been done.
The greatest male martial artist of all time fighting and the greatest female martial artist of all time fighting all in one card. It's going to be amazing. And we have another championship fight. With that too,
right?
Three of them.
Can hardly contain myself.
I know. I'm so excited.
And I got my schedule. Shout out to you, Nikki. Got my schedule switched so I can watch it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because if you wouldn't have been able to watch that, we would probably had to cancel our show because we're not legit then.
You know? Well, I mean, I would have watched it later online. But
no, it doesn't count. Still,
all right, fair enough.
All right. So wow, where do we start here? Should we just start with predictions and? Kind of just go over the fights.
You want to break down first? You want to do predictions?
Yeah, let's do a breakdown.
Get from the bottom.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom.
So in the very first fight, we have a bout between Joshua Berkman, the People's Warrior, against Drew
Red October Dober.
Is that actually his nickname?
No.
Oh.
Red October. Slim, that's wow. From that's from Star Wars. Like Red 1 checking in. Red 2 checking in.
Isn't that the first nickname you've made?
No, you said I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Okay, so Joshua Berkman coming in with a 29-15 record. Very experienced. He's had 45 fights, one no contest in there, against Drew Dober, who is coming in at 17-8. Who do you think's going to win this one, Slim?
Drew Dober's 17-8.
Drew Dober is the 350-point favorite. He's under 350, so...
Probably going to go with Dober.
Okay.
He's got a 41% finish rate for knockouts, so mm-hmm. I'm thinking him.
I'm going to go with the upset here, and I'm going to pick the people's warrior.
The Berkman.
Yep.
The Berkman.
I'm going with Joshua Berkman here. Nice. Very accurate puncher. Doesn't really throw at a high rate, but still accurate when he does throw. And pretty good on the ground.
Cool.
Has a good takedown rate. So we're going with Berkman on this one. This card's going to be so freaking fire. Okay. So in the next bout, we got the unbeaten Jared Brooks coming in here. This is a flyweight bout.
The monkey guys.
The monkey god.
Wow.
Like, how do you get that nickname?
God of the monkeys, man.
Right. Isn't that like a Bloons tower? Have you ever played Bloons?
No.
Slim, you never played the game where the little monkeys throw the darts at the balloons and pop them?
Maybe.
Oh, man. I got to get you hip. he'll be fighting Showtime Eric Shelton, coming in with a 10-3 record. 20% knockout rate, 50% submission rate. So, who do you got going in this one?
I think I got the monkey god.
I think I'm going to take the monkey god, too. I'm pretty sure he was a champion in his previous
thing.
Oh, he actually came from Pancras. That's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's super cool. This is going to be his UFC debut.
King of Pancras. Nice.
We'll see what this kid can do. I'm going to go ahead and pick Jared Brooks, who is the 155-point favorite here.
Sweet.
What? Yeah. Did you make your pick? You picked
Monkey
Guy, too?
Brooks,
okay,
yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Monkey Guy.
So moving on to the women's bantamweight division, we got Alexandra Albu going in against Kaylin Curran. Who do you got here?
Well, Alexandra is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I just want to go on record and saying the Russian.
Slim. Spit your game, bro. Shoot your fucking
shot. 6-0 against 4-4. Never seen either of them fight. I'm going to go with Albu.
Okay. Okay. You're going to go with the favorite here. I'm going to take another upset here. I know Kaylin has dropped 4 of her last 5, but in that time, she's also fought Paige VanZant and Felice Da Booty Cheeks Herrig. So,
she is in the UFC
before
Kaylin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's
cool. Oh, cool.
She's fought 5 times.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm going to go with the UFC experience here. I know Alexandra has also fought in the UFC, but she hasn't fought in 2 years. So, I'm going to go with the active fighter here.
That's fair. Good pick.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, we got Andre Touchy Feely going against, I'm pretty sure that's actually his nickname, against Calvin Kattar, who is, he was a champion in his previous promotion also. He's an unbeaten prospect. Who do you got in this one, Slim?
Kattar.
Oh, he's not
Cody Stevens.
Sorry. He's actually lost twice.
Yeah, but not in the last 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's 8 on a 8 fight win streak. He fought our boy Cody Stevens.
Yes, who apparently has fought like everybody in the UFC, but right. Never gotten to the UFC.
Maybe one day.
I'm gonna go with Touchy Feely here.
Yeah, I know Feely, but
he is. He's loss, win, loss, win, loss, win.
He's
so
kind of due for a loss.
Right.
I think I'm going to go with Kattar.
Okay. In his UFC debut, I'm going to take the UFC experience again here. I'm going to go with Touchy Feely.
Nice.
After that, in the another featherweight bout,
Renato
Moreno. I think this is going to be a crazy fight. Like, people don't really know about this, but this is going to be a straight banger. We got Renato Moicano going against the unbeaten prospect, Brian Ortega. Moicano is actually the favorite in this one.
Really?
Yeah, under 55, or 155, sorry. It's going to be a good one, dude.
Ortega's,
I'm surprised they didn't
beat no chump chains in this last few fights. Thiago Tarvez, Diego Brandão, and Clay Guida. Knocked out Clay Guida.
Yeah, and this is the number 8 versus number 9 matchup here. 2 unbeaten prospects. A lot of high hopes for these guys going in.
Yeah, something's going to be really big.
Yeah, who do you got?
Oh, I don't know.
Moicano's never had a knockout.
That's true, but doesn't mean anything. I do think I'm going to go with Ortega, though.
I'm going to
pick Ortega,
too.
I feel like
he's
fought just a little bit better competition in his time in the UFC.
I'm going to pick Ortega also. I'm pretty high on him. I've been high on him since I watched him knock out Clay Guida. So
nice.
We'll see what he can do. I got him. After that, at a catch weight, this is going to be at 140.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Somebody must have. I don't know. I don't know why
that's
at a
weird
catch weight. But
Aljamain's. No, he's 135, isn't he?
Yeah, well, they're fighting at 140. I don't know.
Fair enough. Anyway.
Aljamain Sterling going against Hrannan Barão.
Sterling really impressed me in his last fight. Yes. Which one, that one we watched against Augusto Mendez.
Yes.
He looked awesome. Mm-hmm. They were excited to get back on his winning ways.
Right.
And Barão, man, Barão used to be on such a tear back in the day when he got the belt from TJ Dillashaw.
Yep.
And, or was it Uriah?
It was Uriah.
He had the belt for like four defenses.
It was, hold on, let me.
Yeah, he got the belt from Uriah. That's what it was. Yeah. And beat Uriah twice.
He also beat TJ twice.
Yep.
And Jeremy Stephens.
Yeah, dude, he used to be on a tear back in the day.
Oh, he lost to TJ twice. My bad.
Yeah, he lost to TJ, lost to Jeremy Stephens, and he just had his first win in September of last year.
But, I mean, before that, dude, he was just on an absolute freaking...
He was.
Destroying...
In Dominic Cruz's absence, he was one of the best bantamweight champions of all time, for sure.
So, this is going to be a great fight, dude. I'm going to go with Aljamain here, the Funk Master.
I think for Aljamain to win, he really needs to keep his range. Mm-hmm. He needs to fight long. He needs to use a lot of kicks.
Okay.
And Barão's got that scary power.
Yes.
So he needs to get really on the inside and make it like a dirty boxing type thing to get Sterling to kind of clinch up and not be able to use his striking and fight at range.
Both comfortable on the ground, though.
Right.
Aljamain.
I believe Barão's a black belt.
Yeah, and Aljamain, former wrestling partner of John Jones.
Right.
Well, they wrestled in college together, so.
I don't know. I want to take Sterling in this one, but Barão might come through if he gets back on his winning ways.
So your pick is Barão?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good pick. Good pick. In the featherweight division, man, this is also going to be a great fight. A lot of these over-unders are so close. Like, usually you don't see so many of the odds this close. I mean, it's going to be... It's great matchmaking. This is what we want to see is these close fights. You know it's going to be very competitive, and I'm excited, dude.
At the same time, this one's a little bit of a, not a mismatch, but number 3 against number 15.
I mean, I've seen worse before.
That's true. But Jason Knight, the kid, against Ricardo the Bully Lamas. I believe he fights out of, does he fight? No, he fights out of Chicago. I thought he was out of Alpha Male. Ricardo Lamas just coming off a win from Charles Oliveira, but he did take a loss to Max Holloway and Chad Mendez in the last couple of years. So his fighting, he's only fought twice in 2015.
He's also lost Jose Aldo. I mean, he...
Yeah, he lost against top, super top competition.
Exactly.
But Jason Knight's coming in here on a four-fight win streak, so he's definitely got a lot of more momentum behind him, but Ricardo Lamas,
just defeated
top five.
Chad Skelly and Bruce Leroy.
Right.
Man.
This is tall and short in this one, but I'm going to go with Jason Knight. I think he gets it done. He keeps it long.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm taking Jason Knight in this one also.
Takes it to the ground.
Yep, gets a submission.
Yoke! And that was the, why does it say FXX?
Yeah, they're on...
What channel is that on?
I don't know. We're going to have to find it, though. Or we can just go to... Oh, Legends doesn't show the prelims, so we're going to have to...
Yeah, they do. We'll go to Legends and go back to your house.
No, we'll watch the prelims at my house and then go to Legends.
Oh, you want
to
go to Legends?
I'll find FXX. Okay. I'll get it. So after that, I'm so excited for this fight, dude. This is going to be an absolute banger.
Banger.
Volkan Ozdemir, every time he goes in the cage, he's the underdog, but he doesn't lose.
No.
His very first fight, he stepped in on short notice, got the knockout. So what's he going to do here against Jimmy Manoa for a possible... title shot.
Yeah, there's and Dana White even said in the press conference, he was like, the question was asked of, oh, well, you said you'd never put Jones on the main card again, so now that you did that, do you have any, like, you know, fear that things won't go as planned and he's going to step out? He goes, listen, there's a reason Jimmy Mann was on this card too.
Right.
That's not by coincidence. Mm-hmm. That was literally from Dana's mouth, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to, you know, those guys are going to see what's going on after that. John Jones might be facing Jimmy Manoa. I
true
think,
because
that's who I'm taking in this
that's,
one.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Manoa definitely gets it
the
done.
The power is just, it's impeccable.
Yeah, he definitely gets it done against Volkan, but hey, Volkan could surprise everyone out of nowhere. You know,
he
does. He's only had two chances in the UFC against Ovin St. Preux and Misha Cirkunov. But yep. I don't know,
which
man
was a great win.
It was. But poster boy knocked out Ovin St. Preux, and Ozdemir took him to three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. I got Jimmy in this
one. I'm taking Jimmy in this one also. Yeah. Now, oh, man. What do you even say about this fight? Who knows who's going to win this one?
True.
Who knows?
Boy.
Somebody is not walking out of the cage in this one. That's all I know.
I don't think so.
Or this is going to be like another Rory McDonald, Robbie Lawler brawl.
Yeah.
Dude. This is going
to
be absolutely wild.
I'm down to
we
see
got
that.
Robbie the Brawler Lawler going against Donald the Cowboy Cerrone. Oh, my goodness.
Cowboy, one of my favorite fighters in the UFC of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Lawler, super good striker, amazing boxer, gets you in the clinch and makes you pay.
Is this also for a possible welterweight championship fight after this?
Or do you
think they might have one more
after? Yeah, they have to because GSP is fighting.
GSP
wins.
Might just be playing everybody, though.
True. But
what if GSP just never even fights again?
But the word is the winner of Woodley Maya gets GSP.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. That's like when, you know, like somebody is always like supposed to be dead, but they never die. Like, I'll wait until I see the body. Until it actually
happens. Fair. Okay. Zombie style.
Yeah. So, in this one, I'm going to go with Robbie Lawler, dude.
You're going with Robbie?
Yeah.
I got to say, Robbie, too, being a former champ.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to try making that climb back to the welterweight title.
I really thought Cerrone would get it done against Jorge Masvidal, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he went home. Maybe he did his homework. And he's going to come back with, you know, a new newfound power in his new home of welterweight.
Yeah.
But Robbie, I believe he's going to be the bigger man. Unless, like I said, Cerrone beefed up, you know, made himself a little more comfortable at welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
If not, Robbie's definitely going to be the larger man.
Right.
Cerrone, get a little bit of height, a couple inches, actually gives up an inch of reach. So that's a little interesting to see.
I think they're going to bang it out until the third round, and Robbie's just going to connect with one and finish it.
Well, it'll be interesting because Robbie is a pretty good wrestler, but it's Cerrone. He really needs to use his kicks,
yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to know if he's going to be hesitant to throw any kicks if he's fearing that takedown. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be a stand-and-bang show.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, I will take Robbie in this one, though, even though I love Cowboy.
Yeah. Robbie's the slight favorite in this one.
How much?
160.
Okay.
Under 160.
Wow, that's pretty close.
Yeah, and just to recap, Jimmy Manoa is also the favorite. He is under 185. Jason Knight is also the favorite. He's under 135. Aljamain favorite, 130. Reynaldo Moicano favorite, 155. And Andre Feely comes in as the second highest favorite in this card at 375.
True. Who's first?
We're about to talk about that. You already know who's first, boy. Chris Cyborg is an under 1,200 favorite.
Oh, my God.
She's a 1,200 favorite to win over Tanya Evinger, who is the Invicta champion.
That's wild. Yeah, but what is Tanya's division?
She's a featherweight.
She's a featherweight? Okay. Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, Cyborg, the greatest woman fighter of all time, going against the Invicta champion for what's the word I'm looking for here? The
featherweight belt?
Yeah, nobody has it right now.
Oh, yeah, undisputed featherweight championship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tanya is on a 10-fight win streak, not counting a no contest she had last year. That is huge. And
so she
was
5-5.
Yeah, so.
But everybody she's ever fought that she lost to, Cyborg's beat. Not
really?
Everybody, but Alexis Davis.
Yeah, Sarah McMahon. She fought Alexis Davis twice. At 36 years old, how old is Cyborg?
Like 30 or 31.
That's it? Really? I thought she was older than that. 32? Okay.
32,
nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, Cyborg, heavy favorite to get it done.
Cyborg knockout first round.
All right, fine, Sam. Yeah, I'm saying it too.
Cyborg knockout first round.
I was trying to make it sound like Tanya had a chance, but
100%, dude. Can't wait for that. It's going to be unbelievable to watch. Can't wait. So, title fight after that, dude. Tyron Woodley defending that belt again against Damian Maya. A little bit different.
The backpacker.
Going from Wonder Boy to Damian Maya, those are two totally different styles.
This is a big test for Woodley for his legacy as champ.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if he beats Damian Maya, that seals him as a legitimate champion.
Literally right behind GSP.
Yeah. So, oh, this is going to be a hard one. I think Woodley's wrestling skills are going to be enough to keep him in this, to not get choked out by Damian Maia. And I think he ends up getting a knockout. And it's going to be five rounds. I think it's going to be in maybe the third round.
I was literally about to say the same. I think Woodley punches Maya's face in like he never has had before.
Oh.
And
wow. So a decisive win.
I'm calling it right now. I don't think Damian Maia takes him down once.
Okay.
Unless Woodley fucks up and Maia gets the hand of him on a scramble on the ground when Woodley already decided to take him down or they already ended up on the ground, I don't see Maia even having that much top control at all.
Okay. Wow. Slim with the... that was a super hot take.
Yeah, Maya's gonna get his face punched in.
All right,
but I do like Maya. He's an excellent fighter.
Yeah. All right.
So we both, just saying,
we both agree on Woodley, who is the favorite, I believe. By he is the under 210 favorite. So, now this is gonna be the fight of the night, no matter what.
The big fight.
This is. John Jones talked about how he wanted to be in a super fight. To me, this is a super fight.
Absolutely.
Because I cannot fucking wait for this.
Yeah, this is something that's been a long, long time coming. What, 2 years now?
Yep.
Since UFC 2? No, that was a little over a year ago, UFC 200.
We've had so much happen. We've had DC crying because the fight didn't happen. We've had so many.
We've seen McGregor win two belts.
You always go back to McGregor.
No, that was 205. This was 200. What happened at 200? Cormier fought Silva.
Brock fought.
Yeah, that's right.
Jose Aldo fought.
That's right. So there was a little talk. There was a little talk. That,
but it's happening.
That Jones might try to fight Lesnar.
Yeah.
After this. And so.
Now that'll be a super fight. Hold on. I didn't mean it. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, John
Jones.
You
haven't heard that? John Jones talked about fighting Brock Lesnar. He wants to be a part of a super fight. And he said that would be amazing for the sport. He said he'd love to do it. And then. Brock Lesnar also said he'd love to do it, and he needs to worry about DC first, and then they can talk about it.
So John Jones in the press conference, at the press conference, John said, first I'm going to take care of Daniel, then I'm going to take care of Lesnar.
So Lesnar's back like next month.
That would be absolutely sick, dude.
That would be insane. Lesnar's got to get off the rocket fuel first, and then he can come back.
Rocket fuel!
Then he can come back and maybe fight John Jones. But
that's funny.
But as the matter stands, he's got a big test in DC in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest champ, I believe, we have right now at 39.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to go five rounds.
I went back and watched the first fight. I don't know. I think there's a lot of things DC could have done differently. I think he didn't anticipate Jones having as much takedown accuracy as he, or being as strong in general.
Yeah.
And no one does. Everyone thinks Jones is just a stick figure that can punch you from far away, but no, he's actually really strong.
An amazing wrestler.
Yeah, and...
great on the ground.
Right. I don't know. DC's... gotta try and get in that range and just box him up and not get his chin kicked off by an oblique kick.
I think DC is gonna have to get in close, get a takedown, and try to grind away at Jones with elbows, try to get in the top mount and pretty much just grind out a win. That's the only way he's gonna be able to do it. I don't see him knocking out or submitting John Jones. I can see John possibly getting a knockout in the second round.
I don't know. He's not no Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, but...
He's not no...
I don't know,
no
man. I think John Jones... He hasn't had a knockout in his last couple fights. I believe it was his last three. He hasn't had... they've all been decisions, but...
He's taking his time, but I feel like now he's got nothing to lose.
I just feel like the anger's there. The bad blood's there, and he really wants to just knock out DC. And if John Jones wants to knock you out, John Jones is going to knock you out.
He's 30 now. You know, it's like this is not that 23-year-old kid that we used to watch and be like, wow, he's such an athlete. And then, oh, wow, he's doing drugs and he had a pregnancy. It's not.
this guy loves cocaine.
I don't want to say he's a changed man, but I think he is realizing that he does have a second chance at all the UFC glory and that he's going to come in and, you know, realize that and get his shit together, per se. Hopefully, I mean.
We'll have the champ back.
Yeah.
Johnny Jones is going to come in.
Johnny Bones. And then what? Manoa? Or Gustafson?
Possibly. I think Manoa and then Gustafson. Because nice. People will want to see Gustafson again. That
for
was
sure.
John Jones.
Great fight.
That was his greatest test.
And he almost lost. I didn't know. I had him losing that fight, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people did. He had to he had to win that fifth round, and he did. So Savage.
Yeah.
I got John Jones coming in.
Definitely got Jones in that fight also.
I think it's either going to be a second round knockout or he grinds out the win.
I don't even know if I can predict that. I think Jones might win by submission.
Okay.
Don't know what round, but I think he could. I think he'd tap out DC. But I just don't see him knocking DC out, to be honest. I'd say Jones by decision would
Chad,
be my most
Chad
favorite.
Says John Jones will win dominantly over DC.
By what, Chad?
Yeah, Chad, send us your prediction on type of win.
Let's see what Jake
round.
And Alex, what do they think?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can ask
send us all the predictions, Chad. But John Jones is the under 270 to get that title belt back. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the favorite.
I like that he called DC the 206-pound champ.
Ooh. Want me to play that
yeah, let's hear it.
Clip where he calls him a crackhead?
Yeah.
In the
good. A lot of trash talk happened the other day in the
as expected.
The pre-fight show.
Here we go. I'm about to play it. Is it ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look. How do I look? You're a bum. That's why you looked like a bum last time.
How do I look, DC?
Hey, all that's all just, hey, listen, that's all just for show. That's all just for show.
Who,
I don't care about that.
Who looks like a junkie here today?
Hey, that's just all for show.
Look at
you
this
can
guy's
show
face.
Your six pack.
Who looks like a junkie
You
here
can
today?
Just show your six pack. That's fine. That's all
for show. Who looks junkie here today?
I look like a, I'm
you look
not,
like
I'm
a crackhead
not
with a suit on.
Is that?
You look like a crackhead with a suit on.
I could look like a crackhead with a suit on, but I've never been a crackhead like you though. So you can say I look like one, but I've never been one. I've never been one.
Oh my God.
Yes. And then the face off. John with no shirt on, just staring DC up and down.
Wow.
It's gonna be a banger. Can't wait.
As I was saying, the other one was a reporter asked him, like, yo, DC, how's the weight cut? He's like, oh, you know, I feel pretty good. You know, I'm a little heavy right now, but I feel pretty good. And Jones goes, you should have gave up 20% of your last purse. You're forever the 206.2-pound champ. Because he was over when he fought Johnson, but that state's thing was, oh, you can weigh in twice if you're a little over. So, yeah. And if any other state, that would have been it. He would have been over, gave up 20% of his purse. But and then he goes, well, you know, I think I'm going to make the weight, but I'm going to bring a towel just in case anyway. So that was pretty funny.
Like I actually saw in that UFC Long Island, Eric Anders went to grab the towel, and they pulled it away and almost showed his balls.
Oh.
His dang-a-lang.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. So no grabbing the towel anymore.
New York Athletic Commission. Great.
Oh, Jake's calling us. Jake, you lost that opportunity last time when you didn't want to be on our show.
Give him a ring.
Oh, put him in?
Yeah, put him on.
All right, Jake, call back.
Sean, can I do aux cord with a phone call, or would that not work?
I have 38 text messages.
Dope.
We are popping.
Yeah, plug them in. You got 38 messages?
Alex says he wants John Cena to win the trophy.
Didn't John Cena just win on Sunday, Sean?
What?
Didn't John Cena win on Sunday?
All right, we got Jake.
Yeah, John Cena
got
already
Jake
won.
On the line.
You just plug him in?
Oh, put him on the aux cord?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Jake, everybody.
Robloski.
What up?
What's up, my guy?
Yeah, we're listening to you right now.
Yeah, turn it down. We can hear you.
Yeah, turn that one down. We'll talk to you on
turn
this.
Turn it down. We can hear you.
Yeah.
The prediction is Jones high on cocaine.
Live from Charlie Bones Jones.
Bones.
So what do you got happening,
Jones,
Chad?
Jones going to have a stripper in his corner fucking being his cup man and giving him lines after every hit. And
you
just come out and beat the shit out of him.
All right. Jake with a great prediction. Alex wants John Cena to win?
Yeah, I seen that. Fuck John Cena. Bro. That's a no-go.
John Cena did win on Sunday.
He's going to come out and chokeslam John Cena.
Who do you guys think wins the John Jones-Brock Lesnar fight?
Bro, Brock's going to fucking eat him.
I told Mondia that he needed to quit taking the rocket fuel.
Bones is nasty, don't get me wrong, but Brock's not even human. He's like fucking Thor in person.
That's fair.
I agree.
He's not a nice guy. What about Woodley, Damian Maya?
Wait, what'd you say?
What about Tyron Woodley and Damian Maya?
I really like Woodley, dude. I got nothing against Maya either, but I really like Tyrone, dude. He's a badass.
What nice. About you, Chad?
Fuck Tyrone Woodley.
Oh, Chad's got Damian Maya?
I do.
See, I mean, Maya's got the wrap-up skills for sure, but Woodley's a fucking animal.
Chad's just mad because he beat Wonder Boy. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, you were there when that happened.
I was.
Yeah, Chad with the worst TV luck in the game.
Watch me do a backflip. Watch me do a backflip, guys.
Yeah. So, thanks for our awesome friends calling in from Charlotte. How is the weather down there, boys? Muggy?
Hot as fucking never changing.
Awesome.
Never changing. Oh, wait, who's going to win? Cyborg versus Avenger.
Versus
Cyborg?
Who?
Cyborg?
Oh, you said versus Nunes?
No, versus Tanya Avenger. Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
Cyborg.
Yeah, I got Cyborg on that one, too.
Yeah, she's going to knock her out in the first 50
That's
seconds.
A fucking man.
Yo!
Well, she might be.
Possibly at one
transgendered,
point.
Transgendered, I think so, right?
No.
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 Okay.
No. Oh, my God.
Dana White said she looked like Wanderlei Silva in a dress.
Where are we going to watch these fights at, though? That's the better question.
Legend.
We're not. Let's just buy this one. Let's watch it at home.
Do you got money like that, Slim?
I mean, if we all spitch together. All
right, we can do that, but whose house?
Yours.
Chad. Is our apartment even big enough for
shoulder to shoulder?
Right.
we'll get some lawn chairs.
We'll figure it out. We're definitely gonna have the prelims at my house.
And Alex is back in the building and he still wants John Cena to win.
Okay.
How'd you get that black eye?
Oh my God. All right.
Ooh. Shots fired.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for the call in.
Thanks for the call.
And
damn,
those were our friends, guys.
Damn, Alex so, is funny.
Shout out to our homies.
Well, John Cena did win, Alex. You got your wish. He won on Sunday.
Yo, they're wildin'. Jesus. Okay. Anyways,
Taylor really beat you, bro.
No.
No, you're good. Okay. Anyway, so that was
Taylor. Really beat you, bro? See Taylor's little arms.
Hey, I don't know.
I would parry all of Taylor's punches.
Mayweather off the shoulder.
Yeah. Like when your mom used to, like when you're too old and your mom tries beating you and you're just blocking them all.
Right.
Yeah, I loved when I got to that point. I remember the fear in my mom's eyes when she realized she couldn't hit me anymore and I was too elusive for her.
My dad still tried to hit me on some, don't ever raise your hands to your mom. I'm like, I wasn't raising my hands to her. I was blocking her punches. He's like, yeah, don't do that. I'm like, all right. I just got to.
I got a fun fight story for you guys. One of Chad's favorite stories that he's ever seen in his life.
Okay.
So it's the national championship game, Alabama versus LSU.
All right.
You know, I'm hyped. Both of the teams are on the field jumping up and down, you know, doing football stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then my dad, as he always has to be, because he's an old generation white guy, had to be racist. And I was like, Dad, come on, dude. Don't be such a dick, you know? Mm. And then he had the audacity to stand up and try to swing on me, okay?
Whoa.
So mind you, I had just gotten shoulder surgery like maybe like 2 weeks before this. So I'm in a sling, just totally slumped out. Dad gets up and swings on me. I get up.
Like out of nowhere?
He was just on some trash, dude. He just stood up to me and I was like, oh, yo. And then at that point, I was like, okay, I got to stand back up because if my dad gets on top of me, it's over. My dad's a big Italian man. So I got up and I knew I only had one arm and I only had one punch. So I just threw it with all my might. So mind you, Chad is in the corner geeking out, laughing his ass off. And David Smethers is in the corner like, not about it. Like, he is just, like, scared, calling his mother, trying to leave. He was not about it.
Okay.
So, I totally missed. Whiffed on my dad. He got on top of me and started punching me in the shoulder that he had just paid, like, $3,000 for.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
That's so, just bad parenting.
Right.
Or it's irresponsible? I don't know.
No, my dad's cool now. It's just back in the day, he used to think he was a hard ass. But now he knows I would give him... My dad knows
problems.
What would happen. Yeah,
yeah, same. My dad.
Yo, you just murk your dad too.
My dad tried to get up in me one time in my face.
What'd you do? Spinning back fist?
No, because I knew he had to go to work the next day, and he's like, if 60, and I knew he had to be the provider of the household. I wasn't gonna end him like that,
yeah.
But just know.
I think I bruise easily now. Imagine how easily your dad bruises. Oh, if you would just gave him a nice smack, oh, man, he would have went to work not knowing what to say.
I don't think he would have made it to work that day.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, shout out to our dads for not being able to murk us anymore.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Oh. And,
yeah, that was our UFC 2 motherfucking 14 preview.
Can't wait, dude. View.
It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, if you want to watch the fights with us, hit us up.
Yep.
As always, if you are a fighter who would like to come on talk your shit, hit us up on A_A_ No, wait. How's the Instagram go?
Our Instagram, it's A_A
And, right, the N sign?
No, it's just A_A_MMA
Oh, okay, cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, so check us out. You know, we need sponsors and shit. So, Alex, if you can hear us right now, your guys' company should sponsor us. Give us like $10 or something.
Hell yeah.
And we'll shout you guys out. As always, thank you to Lousy Weather Media for giving us our awesome platform to talk our shit.
Correct. And thank you to Toad Sage Skateboarding for making me look good.
Yeah, always making Slim look very nice on his Instagram page.
Ching!
I do have Dana White's contender series.
Some news?
Yeah, let's
do new some news.
You got any news?
None. I could fish for some.
Okay. I'm doing a little look up here real quick.
Oh, I just got a bunch of raps. I thought I wrote something down.
I just got a bunch of raps.
Yeah, a bunch of raps in my notes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that was last week. Sorry, guys. You know what I'm saying? We're
No, I'm saying
we can't always be so perfect. Okay. So yeah, crazy week in Dana White's contender series this week. In our first fight, we had a super awesome fight, and I don't know how this man did not get a contract. Iggy versus Gomez. It was an amazing fight. Yeah. Gomez came all the way from Puerto Rico. Trying to make a name for himself and ended up not being able to get the fight because this man, Dan Ige, is a freaking savage. And I have no clue how he didn't get a contract. Ended up getting the rear naked choke after doing an amazing job the whole fight. I could have swore this dude was going to get a contract. And
wow.
Dana didn't do it.
No so, dice, huh?
Nope. The second fight was Daniel Jolly, a UFC veteran, trying to come back and get some revenge. That's what he said. He was out for revenge, trying to get back in the UFC, and he ended up fighting Alonzo Menafield. So apparently Daniel Jolly had gotten poked in the eye in the late first round and quit on the contender series.
Was he's the one who just said, I need back in the UFC?
Yes, he was trying to get back in the UFC, got poked in the eye, said he couldn't see, and quit. I don't care if you can't see, my man. Get out there.
Right.
You're in the contender series.
You got one chance.
Yeah.
And Dana's not going to come knock on your door again.
And Menafield said, as soon as they said it, he said, I don't want to win that way. So hopefully he ends up getting another chance because he looked good, and it's an unfortunate way to have to win that fight when you're trying to, you know.
Impress.
Exactly. So, yeah, Alonzo Menafield, TKO, Dr. Stoppage over Daniel Jolly. Daniel Jolly, come on, my guy. As Snoop Dogg said, let's get this guy a Visine sponsorship. Poopy. So the surprise contract of the night, I thought Dan Ige was gonna get it, but it ended up being Jeff Neal, who had just fought 11 days prior to this, came in short notice fighting Chase Walden, who is an unbeaten prospect. I can't think if it was Mac Mayfield, isn't that his name, the talent coordinator? I think it's Mac Mayfield. And then Sean Shelby.
Yeah.
It was one of those guys. They were saying, just talking about how amazing this Chase Walden guy is. And Jeff Neal came in and got the knockout in the first round. Looked extremely impressive, but I still thought Dan Ige looked better. But my man got a contract. So shout out to you, Jeff Neal. Can't wait to see him fight in the UFC. He looks absolutely athletic.
So you didn't agree with Dana White's picks this time?
Nope, didn't agree, and I also didn't agree last week because I thought Tan Lee should have gotten a contract, and he didn't. And so this is the second week I feel like I've had two fighters that should have gotten contracts, and they didn't.
Watching your boy,
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah.
You watched him?
Fucking Snoop O'Malley. O'Malley.
He's sick though, isn't he?
He is. He's nice, but he was getting rocked though. He needs to not put his hands down.
But he just looked so comfortable though. It was just like some Connor shit.
Yeah, he was getting rocked a little bit.
Yeah, but that Korshkian or whatever that dude's name is, he was a talented
he's got hands.
Striker.
It's just he same thing. He said put his hands up because O'Malley was just getting right through his guard, and it was just like, damn, dude, what's the point of even putting your hands
O'Malley's
up?
O'Malley's quick, man. He's quick.
Yeah, O'Malley, one to watch out for.
So
O'Malley,
Uriah kept saying Snoop O'Malley. That's like his new nickname. Snoop O'Malley.
Yeah, that's right. I did not see when he came into the booth with him though.
Yeah, that was the fight after that. He just came in and But anyways, in the welterweight division, another freaky fight, dude. So this guy Kyle Stewart, former U.S. Marine. His thing that inspires him is he wants to show Marines that they have a purpose after being in our military.
Yeah,
and he's fighting Jason Jackson, who fought in the Ultimate Fighter 21. He was on the Team Black Zillions. Ended up not winning the Ultimate Fighter, so this was also kind of his redemption.
Okay.
And
his own Ultimate Fighter redemption?
Yeah, so in the first round, Kyle Stewart landed an uppercut, and when he dropped Jason Jackson, he fell on his ankle, okay? And when he came back off of his ankle, it was turned all the way around, dude.
Ooh.
It was disgusting. But he didn't know. Like, it just kind of, like, snapped back.
Adrenaline had him.
Just, like, snapped back into place. Like, it just turned back around, you know? So nobody really noticed it like that. It wasn't like it
was
just
still
like
standing?
Yeah, he got back up, like, got to his corner, and then he was sitting there, okay? Second round starts, took a couple steps out. As soon as he put weight on it, you just saw his ankle dislocate, just shift out, and he just dropped and pointed at his ankle.
Like a Bellator dude, lightweight, championship. What's his name?
Chandler.
Yeah.
Michael Chandler.
Just like Chandler's?
Kind of like that, yes.
Okay.
Yes, except it was just one incident where he fell. I mean, he just pointed at it right away and it was over. TKO.
Wow.
So also, you know, a tough way to win in the contender series because you don't want to win that way.
No. It's not impressive. Yeah, you won, but
so Kyle Stewart, I mean, he looked good. It was an impressive win over a good fighter in Jason Jackson, but still it's you can't get a contract this way in the contender series. You know, if something like that happens. And that kind of sucks.
Right.
So we'll see if maybe he gets another shot. You look good. He's only 28. We'll see what he can do. And like Dana White said this week, he said, all these guys need to do, he said, we're going to sign a lot of these guys. We just need them to keep building up their record. Just because they didn't get a contract tonight doesn't mean they're not going to be in the UFC.
That's fair. They got eyes on them still.
Yeah. So,
you know, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I like that.
So our very last fight, the headlining fight of the night was Ryan Spann, who was 6'5", just a big beefy dude, fighting Carl Roberson, who is a former Glory kickboxer and kickbox Jerome Le Banner, who is one of the greatest kickboxers of all time, in Jerome Le Banner's final fight. And I'm pretty sure Roberson, that's how you say it, my bad, lost that fight. So, still, he's an amazing kickboxer, and he came in with a lot of hype, and boy. So, Spann, he knew the only way he was going to win this fight was if he got to the ground, because you're not going to beat a Glory kickboxer in the UFC cage.
Right.
So, Spann comes out right away trying to get a takedown, had him clinched up against the cage, and Roberson just landed one little tiny, I'm talking like a couple inches, an elbow. From the clinch, boom, landed a little elbow, got a little bit more space, landed another elbow. By that time, Spann was dropping on the ground and landed another elbow to finish it.
Elbows are legal in Glory, right?
Yeah. And immediately, Spann fell, and it was called 15-second knockout.
Wow.
Watch out for this dude in the light heavyweight division. But Dana said after, he wants him to fight in the 185 division. He's a bigger guy. He can definitely fight in that 205 division.
Okay.
But Dana said if you're going to come in the UFC, you need to fight in your proper division. And he wants him fighting in 185.
Okay.
So we'll see if this guy can lose some weight.
If he knew something behind the curtain about the weight cut, maybe it really affected him.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But we'll see. This Roberson kid looks amazing. I'm excited to see what he can do. So I do understand the Jeff Neal contract. I thought Dan Ige should have gotten it. I'm excited to see Dan Ige maybe get a contract in the future. And overall, I thought it was a cool contender series. It was definitely crazy with those two doctor stoppages.
Yeah.
It was a funky one, but it was awesome. Snoop killed it, as usual. Snoop keeps me laughing. He actually answered his wife's phone call on air.
Ha!
And he's just like, baby, give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. I'm on the air. Straight like that. Just because he's Snoop
gangster.
And he can't
do it.
Yeah,
he's
so.
Snoop. It's what else are you going to do?
It was awesome. Shout out to Jeff Neal and Carl Robertson for getting multiple fight UFC contracts. Can't wait to see what they do.
That's sick.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So that's Monty's contender corner.
Yeah.
That was version 3. And next week we got
number four
coming.
Number
it's gonna
four.
Be, it's going to be hot. Hopefully we get maybe like 3 contracts or something.
Ooh,
crazy happens.
Ooh,
you know
bunch of knockouts.
Saying? Yeah. Let's see something crazy happen.
So going off of what you said about Dana wanting the fighter to fight at his original or his true weight class.
Yeah.
So the Association of Boxing Commissions and Combative Sports on
ooh,
Wednesday.
Slimmy.
Unanimously announced 4 new weight classes to the sport of mixed martial arts.
Amazing. It actually went through.
It actually happened. The thing
yes.
we've been talking about for months.
Yes.
It actually happened. The thing that's
yeah.
been a conversation for years since the sport's beginning is actually now come to fruition now. What this means is local promotions like the RFO, like even Bellator, like mm-hmm. even, you know, little random concocting fights like Cameron fought at.
Right.
They don't have to, but they can adopt these rules, which means that they will add 4 new weight classes and eliminate the welterweight division into their roster. So the weight classes would be a super lightweight division at 165 pounds.
Okay.
It would eliminate the welterweight division and would now become super welterweight at 175 pounds. A super middleweight division at 195 pounds and a cruiserweight of 225 pounds.
Wow.
So I don't think that last one is... I mean, I like that last one, but I don't think it's too necessary. I do think there is a huge gap between heavyweights and light heavyweight, but yeah, no, never mind. I changed my mind. That one would be pretty cool. Like to see like a John Jones run that one and jump back down 205 whenever he wants. You know what I mean? That would be pretty tight. Yeah, cruiserweight seems cool. I feel like a lot of guys, like
yeah,
maybe like
cool.
a Dos Santos might be able to cut to that or like, you know. Anyway, like I said, UFC doesn't have to do this. They can. It's there now. It's in place. It's a sanctioned thing.
Yeah.
But pretty much whatever company doesn't have to adopt these rules if they choose not to and to keep the old rules. But I would like to see it happen in more companies. The only bad thing is it eliminates the 175-pound division or 170-pound division. So where does a Cerrone go? Like Donald Cerrone, he came from 155 pounds. Now he's fighting up at 170. Does he go to 165 or does he gain a little more to go to 175?
I think at this point in his career, probably go to 175.
175?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think, you know, I mean.
Or what about like Nate Diaz? Nate Diaz goes back and forth.
Okay.
He fights at either or every year or so he'll fight a different weight class.
I think Diaz would probably.
You think
probably...
he would own that 165 or do you think he would. I don't see him going up. But do you think that's what that weight class is for him who fights like in between the both of the two, even though it's a pretty big gap?
I think he'd be a great 165er.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I think it's going to be huge for the sport.
Yeah, I'd love to see some new weight classes come into the UFC. That'd be fucking awesome, dude. I'm super down for that.
That'd be great.
Get a couple new champions.
I mean, we've been talking about it for how long? Like,
right, and they finally did it, so that's cool. I'm excited. That's going to help a lot of fighters with weight cut issues and
right.
stuff like that. So it's going to add to the fighter's health, kind of help them out.
For sure.
I think it'll be cool.
I think it'll be fun.
So what do you think about the UFC using this Brock Lesnar thing right now?
As a little publicity?
Yeah.
Well, at the press conference, Dana White said this today... And the last press conference is the only times that I have spoken to John Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I have not spoke to Lesnar since UFC 200. So I don't know if this is as legit as it's sounding. I mean, it sounds like both fighters are down, which I'm sure the UFC would be, you know, more than happy to make a big fight like that happen.
Yeah.
That would pull in a lot of numbers. But it sounds like the fighters are, like, down, but, you know, it's not, like, in the works. Now, if it does... I think that's great. I think you know, Lesnar, anytime he fights in the promotion, is huge for the UFC because mm-hmm. he is such a big draw between mixed martial arts fans and wrestling fans.
Right.
Especially over the last couple of years, because he's been so dominant in really both sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he came back and destroyed Mark Hunt, and then he is the champ in the WWE for how long now?
Yeah.
Basically
does whatever he wants.
Pretty much, yeah. On his own terms. But yeah, I think it'd be sick to see Lesnar again.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, John Jones versus Lesnar, however, I don't think John Jones can stop a Lesnar takedown. I don't care what he weighs in at. I don't think Jones can stop.
I see John Jones winning that fight.
By striking, yeah, because we've seen what happened when Shane Carwin put some hands to him. Or not Carwin, but Velasquez. Covers up. Just, oh, don't punch me.
Mm-hmm.
He can't take a real punch.
Yeah, and I feel like John Jones would be able to just land a couple elbows on him and be like, nope.
John Jones would land maximum of 3 shin oblique kicks, and Lesnar's knee would just give out, and he'd be done.
Yeah, I agree.
He'd fall on that giant knife on his chest.
I got John winning that one. So I don't know why I haven't talked about this, because it just hit me.
Okay.
We've been talking about Eric Anders. I just talked about how at the UFC New York event, he was weighing in it, and they almost showed his junk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is a former Alabama Crimson Tide linebacker who had also made it to the NFL. You know who he played for in the NFL? Who
did he play for?
The Cleveland Browns. So shout out to Eric Anders for playing for the Cleveland Browns and now being one of my favorite fighters, like top 10, not like in my top 5 or whatever. But you play for the Browns, so I fuck with you super hard.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So Eric Anders, former
I didn't know
Cleveland
all that.
Brown linebacker. Yeah, how cool.
I didn't know all that. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Hell yeah.
So
I like when fighters make that transition. I've never seen a basketball player do MMA, but I like when
watch some Pride and what's his name? Sean, are you back here? What's the humongous dude who fought in Pride? He was like 7th. Yeah, Giant Silva was a former basketball player. So
I mean, UFC wise, like we've seen like Brennan Schaub and Mitrione, like former
football players.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. I haven't seen anyone UFC, but I have seen basketball players fight. That's what Sean was telling us a couple weeks ago, that how the basketball players that don't go anywhere, they'll put them in MMA or vice versa.
So,
wrestling, really.
I also have something that I'd like your opinion on. So, the last UFC event, UFC on Fox 25,
right,
was the lowest UFC on Fox event ever.
Damn.
Lowest rated.
Wow.
Least amount of views ever. So, why? It was a decent card.
It was kind of a sleeper for me, other than like the main card.
You think Gastelum just isn't as...
Other than maybe the main fight, I know Gastelum isn't that big of a draw. He hasn't built that much of a name for himself yet. You know, he's not that he's not fought top competition, but, yeah. I mean, the Vitor win was huge, and so was the Tim Kennedy win, to be honest, but he's not there in the limelight yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he would have beat Chris Weidman, he would have been there, and Chris is on the losing end of all of his fights lately in the last three. So... I just don't think that many people were that interested. It was kind of a random fight, you know. I seen it and I got excited because I was like, I don't know who's going to win that. It was either going to be Gastelum on the feet, which he'd put Weidman on his butt, or it was going to be Weidman on the ground, and that's how it ended up.
Right.
As for the rest of the card, I mean, the Darren Elkins fight was great, but I don't know. I feel like there just wasn't that many big names on the card.
So you think it was just a matter of the names? And
yeah,
it
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was like, oh, I don't like Chris Weidman. I think it was just like...
I was just thinking maybe it has something to do with always having to switch channels or something like that. People maybe just were like, yo, I can't fucking find this.
Well, no, you can still, if you're not that big into fighting, you still watch like 5 fights. Like, oh, I went to turn onto the news and it's UFC. Like, what's this? But then again, people might get pissed off and be like, I'm not watching this. I want to watch the news. Like,
true. So Aaron Pico will be making his second...
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's coming back at Bellator 183.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, which will, I'm pretty sure, be headlined by a title fight between Paul Daly and former UFC veteran just coming into the Bellator, Lawrence Larkin.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what happened to Rory?
Musasi got a fight, by the way. And I don't know who it is, but it's not a title fight.
No.
It's like some Russian dude.
Okay.
So Musasi's gonna watch
him. Rory McDonald.
Rory had just beaten Paul Daly, right?
Right. So why isn't he in the title shot?
You know what? Maybe he is the title holder in that weight class. One second.
I don't think so. No, it's Doug Lucema. Because he won against Lorenz Larkin.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Right.
Huh. How's Rory overstepping Daly? After beating Daly.
So they're both coming off a loss. Lorenz Larkin losing to Douglas Lima, and then Rory coming off a loss, or Paul Daly coming off a loss to Rory McDonald. So
what's Rory looking like?
I think Rory will probably be fighting Douglas Lima for the title.
Cool.
Which you is mean, cool.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Cool. Yeah.
So
I'd like to see that. That'll be a great striking fest.
One. That'll be a fun one.
A stand and bang fest.
So I think Paul Daly might get the win over Lorenz Larkin there.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. So Bellator 183 should be kind of interesting. Maybe we'll check that out. I don't think it'll be a pay-per-view, so.
Fair enough.
I think you and I will be
better
watching.
Better for me, yeah.
So, let me see if I got anything else. You guys can possibly watch your Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather super fight at your local movie theater for $15 to $25.
What?
You know, if you don't got anywhere to watch it, see if your local theater's showing it, because they might be showing it for $15 to... What'd you say?
I said I heard $40.
No, $15 to $25 at your local movie theater.
Which how local? Like Regal up here?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be at the fucking Linda, but you know what I'm saying? It might be at your local theater. I don't know. Check it out. Give them a call if you're like, damn, I don't got anywhere to watch. All I got is like $15, man.
I'd sneak a bottle in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw this cool thing while I was down in Florida. They're fake tampons, and they're just big tubes. There's like five big tubes, and they're just like shaped like tampon packs, because who checks tampons, right?
Yeah.
But they're just tubes that you fill with alcohol, and you just take shots.
They had this shit at my work. It was bug spray, and they had a mosquito looking like fucked up, and the name was Buzzed, and it was like a fake like bug spray bottle.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
So is that all? Is that all we got?
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Okay. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll be back Sunday. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe we won't.
Yeah, we can work on that. Possibly get a guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
I got a couple names in mind that we might be able to get in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. To recap the night?
Will the
homies be back?
You know what? Maybe not next week, because that's going to be a big episode. We're going to definitely want to review 214 and talk about all the hottest news.
That's what I mean. Will Jake and Chad and all them be back in town? Oh, fake news by our homie Sean.
Fake news. It is absolutely
slide,
totally
slide your mic
fake
over,
news.
Monty. Let,
okay,
to
Monty's credit, while each theater will have an opportunity to set its own prices, the tickets will likely cost around $40, according to ESPN's Dan Raphael. All
right. Well, Dan Raphael.
Fucker. I'm like, shit.
I thought you were coming with some Brock Lesnar facts.
All right, so $40.
Oh, nice.
My Instagram is...
You know how you be typing on your phone and it like corrects you? You got a spell check? We got a fact check in this house.
My Instagram isn't as updated as Rolling Stone, I guess.
I should just one day sit over there and fucking just fact check everything
we say.
That's kind of what we need. We need a tech guy and a fact checker. If you guys are ever just like, yo, I don't got anything to do on Sunday nights. I'm fucking lame as fuck. Come hang out with me and Slim.
Sean is the tech guy.
Oh, yeah. How often is Sean sitting here in our shit, though, making cool noises for us and playing awesome sounds?
Making random noises like that cough all the time.
No. We need a guy in here making cool noises for us. Like when we say shit, he needs to like set off like bah, bah, bah,
bah. Air horns?
Like, yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? We need somebody setting
Dude,
off some cool
I used,
shit.
I used to have a Juicy J soundboard. Go, we tripping, mate.
Yeah, we could have something like that. And we'd be cool, you know what I'm saying? And we could also have a fact checker guy who, like, when we're sitting here saying some stupid shit when we're drunk that doesn't even make sense, that everybody's at home probably like, what? What are these idiots talking about? We got a guy here who's like, no, you guys are wrong.
Well, that's usually just
check us just like that.
That's usually just me, to be fair.
True, but, you know, we can just expand the team a little bit. Yeah. So if you want free work, you know, we'll pay you in, like, beer and other stuff. So
other stuff?
Yeah.
Pause.
No, not pause. Definitely didn't mean it like that.
All right, that'll do it for us. Episode 16 and a half.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll be back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And go watch UFC 214 so you can
check us at Legends.
Chime in with us.
Possibly, unless we buy it ourselves.
And go follow,
we'll be at Legends.
And go follow the other podcasts on Lazarus Media.
Yeah, they're all cool. Follow us on Instagram.
We just added a new
MMA.
A new one. I put it in, if it's not last week, it was the week before's episode. Steve Guy, the Wingcast.
Oh, snap. We're up to 10 now?
That's nine.
Nine, we're popping.
Well, it will be 10 when Rain Clothing gets
together. God damn, we're popping.
The Wingcast is basically relationship advice because Steve Guy wrote a book. It's over here. I'll let you see it. Okay. Called The Wingman. And it's basically, it's not necessarily him per se, but it's a guy he wrote about where, you know, they're basically like the third wheel.
So he's lightweight like that one dude from, oh man.
How to Be a Wingman is what it's called, yeah.
He's like that one dude from the movie with like Kevin Hart where you kind of
yeah,
like
yeah, what's that called?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
If you know what movie we're talking about, then yeah.
In the gang. But yeah, he'll be giving a relationship advice and random things like that.
Yeah.
So definitely check out the Wingcast.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check that one out.
That's pretty unique to the shows. All the shows we have are pretty standalone. I mean, honestly, we don't have any like, oh, this one kind of sounds like this one. Like, no, it's all like, they're all pretty unique. They're all their own thing.
I feel like we kind of relate to I Hate Everything, or you know, whatever they're called, because we are like the we're like the darkest MMA podcast.
Let the hate flow through you with Jeremy Shear and Donald Diablo. our man Sean S was on that episode recently.
Yeah, dude.
This week, yeah.
Just go listen to that because Sean's always fucking awesome to listen to.
Yeah, he talked about me.
Amazing talking voice.
He takes control of podcasts. That's what he does, just like ours. Anyway, all right, let's get out of here.
Later, guys.
See y'all.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.